You're listening to Week 5 of the Harrison Football Show here on WREF 97.7 FM. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein, very happy to be with you. Mo Sutton, the head coach for the Warriors, will join us here on WREF to talk about last week against Castle and this week, tonight, against Memorial. It's all brought to you by our prize sponsors, First Federal Savings Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, United Fidelity Bank, Seamers Glass, and Dyke Brothers Construction. Plus, we'll hear from the wide receiver and defensive back, Xavier Brooks, from Harrison, and the Warriors trying to get their first win of the year against the top team in the state, Memorial. We'll find out how they plan to pull off the upset tonight. On the other side with the head coach, Mo Sutton, right here on WREF, 97.7 FM. The ref, always the right call. Back here on Week 5 of the Harrison Football Show with the head coach, Mo Sutton. I'm Brad Klein, very happy to be with you. Now, before we go forward and talk about tonight's game against Memorial, we go backward and talk about last week's game against Castle. Another loss for the Warriors. Now, Coach, Castle, a really, really, really good team. What did you take away from that game?
We didn't come out and, you know, we didn't finish. We didn't execute at times at the point of attack. They were, you know, they had their way with us, and, I mean, we got to come out and play football and play assignment football. There was a couple blown assignments that led to big plays, and we never recovered. You know, our kids were, you know, there were some questionable calls about officials, but, you know, you can't let that affect what you're trying to do out there. And, you know, the big plays and then the couple questionable calls, I mean, I thought they were a good crew. But just some 50-50 calls, and, I mean, it just kind of didn't go our way, and then we kind of laid down. So that's why the score was what it was.
Again, Mo Sutton, the Harrison football coach here on WREF, Week 5 of the Warrior Football Show. Now, Coach, when you play a team like Castle, I'd imagine that Max McCool is going to end up being one of, if not the best player that you play all season long. So being exposed, I'm talking about your defense here, to a player like him on the other sideline, what does that teach those kids and what does that provide for the rest of the season, that litmus test of, okay, now we've gone against maybe the best player we'll face all year?
You know, just playing the Castle team and seeing, you know, Coach Hurt run his system and those kids being disciplined, and, you know, it makes us look at ourselves and think, you know, are we doing what we're coached to do? And when we watched the film, the answer was no. So, I mean, and again, that's why the score was what it was, because they weren't doing what they were coached to do. Castle did what they were coached to do, and they were successful. So that's what it boils down to. And hopefully, you know, we'll get back on track and move forward.
You know, looking at this game again against Castle, and that's one of the better teams that you'll find out there. But something that you do have to give this Harrison team credit for is the offense was fairly efficient in the air, 12 of 14. And, you know, Anthony certainly did his job as a sophomore coming along. So what do you take away from the aerial attack for your team?
We're going to be fine. I think we have one of the top receiving corps in the conference. And we've just got to get those guys the ball in space. And, I mean, I still think we'll be fine.
Again, Mo Sutton, the head coach for Harrison football here on WREF. It is Week 5 of the Warrior Football Show. So we'll take a step aside and don't go anywhere. We continue this coverage on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The ref, always the right call. And we're back on Week 5 of the Harrison Football Show with the senior wideout and defensive back Xavier Brooks. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. Hey, Xavier, how are we doing?
Good, how are you?
All good. Really appreciate your time. So far this year, your senior year, and of course a big season for you, but you've had a big season on and off the field, because off the field, yeah, it's your senior year, and that's always a big time in your life, yeah, but also on the field, three touchdowns, leads the team. So for you right now, what's going right to help lead this offense?
Just help my team score and, like, opening up my other wideouts that are next to me and just being a team player.
But how does that actually go down, to be a team player, especially when you are so effective in your own right, to try and get other people involved? How do you go about doing that?
Like, I take the defender that's guarding the other guy to get him open, or, like, just pretty much, like, block him and just get the other receiver open.
You know, right now, Harrison going through a bit of a transition period, and Anthony Bavone getting the nod as the quarterback last week. What do you make of his performance as a sophomore?
It was all right for a sophomore. I mean, it was shaky. First time playing varsity. But I feel like he could have done better.
What do you think he has to work on?
Just seeing the field more and, like, really, like, looking at the receivers and, like, the open field.
You know, Xavier, right now getting ready for a big game on Friday against Memorial, one of the better teams in the state, if not the best team in the state. They're undefeated. What's it going to take to try and pull off the upset against the Tigers?
We're just going to have to play hard every play, bring it our all, go 100% all four quarters.
I love it. Hey, Xavier, really, really appreciate the time. Congratulations on the success that you've had so far this year, but good luck on Friday as well.
Thank you.
You got it. All right, we take a step aside. Mo Sutton, the head coach, will rejoin the program and talk to us a little bit more in depth about Memorial football right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Wrapping up shop here on WREF, it is the fifth edition of the Harrison Football Show. The head coach, Mo Sutton. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. All right, coach, tonight, big test against Memorial, 6:30 kick, and the Tigers are undefeated. So what have you seen on tape through four games for them that has led to this 4-0 start?
Those guys are a disciplined football team, and they play hard to the whistle. So, you know, we're just going to have to try to match their energy. I mean, they don't make very many mistakes. They execute, and we're going to have to play mistake-proof football. So we'll see how tonight goes.
To do that, I'd imagine that Matthew Fisher and this offense is going to have to be at least slowed down, not necessarily stopped, but neutralized in a slight way. Matthew Fisher, to try and throw him off schedule, off course, what needs to happen on the defensive side of the ball for you?
We need to make an effort and get some pressure on him up front, and that's sure. How you stop a quarterback from picking you apart. So, you know, we're looking for guys to get after him and get him moving in the pocket tonight. So we'll see what happens. Again, we've been preaching it all week, so we'll see what happens.
And again, this being the third consecutive game at Romaine Stadium certainly helps that you guys get a really talented team like Memorial at home. It should be a really fun atmosphere, I'd imagine, and then a really great opportunity for your guys after a narrow loss against North and then a really, really tough opponent against Castle. And you're stacking those two tough opponents between Castle and Memorial in consecutive weeks. After this game is done, and yeah, Memorial is going into this game, and they're the favorites because they're 4-0, but after this game is done, after the four quarters are done, of course you want to walk away with a win. Outside of results and score and stats, what should be different about Harrison football tonight than it is right now?
One of the things, you know, about, you know, Harrison football going forward, I mean, we realize that we have one of the toughest schedules in Southern Indiana, if not the toughest schedule in Southern Indiana. I mean, we play three or four ranked teams in the state, and I'm saying top 10 teams respectively, with Memorial being, you know, number one team in the ranked number one team in the state, and Rice being up in the top five. You know, and at one point we played Jasper, and they were, you know, a top 10 team in the state. I mean, you know, it's not in our favor to be successful early on, but we got to fight through that and overcome some things, and we just got to keep fighting a good fight. I mean, we were able to beat Jasper a few years ago, but, you know, and they had some guys out, so anything can happen. It's just we got to keep playing football to the best of our ability.
Mo Sutton, the head coach for Harrison football on WREF tonight. A 6:30 start to the Memorial Harrison game at Romaine Stadium. Coach, really appreciate the time for this week, but also good luck tonight.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, you've been listening to Week 5 of the Harrison Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.